Hello, gorgeous soul. Mercury retrograde. Yes. Everyone's favorite planetary retrograde. I'm joking, of course. Mercury retrograde is one of the most spoken about retrogrades, and mainly because it happens so frequently. Mercury retrograde happens about 3 to 4 times a year. We also, some people, also feel that shadow period before the retrograde and even after the retrograde. Mercury retrograde is also everyone's favorite excuse, right? To arriving late, miscommunications. But there are some of us that really do feel that anxiousness of having technical difficulties or getting upset at ourselves for typos, errors, those types of miscommunications. And delays, no one loves a delay, right? But during this time, if you feel that you're a little foggy, right? You may be a little forgetful, you can't see clearly, think clearly. I'm going to invite you to really snuggle into the Ries, what I call the Mercuries, R-E apostrophe S. Mercury retrograde isn't something we need to freak out about. That's just people that like to fear monger. And in today's day and age, you can't stop life. You can't just put a hold on things, right? And that also feeds into some of the anxiety, some of the uncomfortableness. But I'm going to remind you, as Mercury retrograde reminds all of us, to reread contracts or important documents, to reevaluate things, to reassess, maybe even to relax. All these re's for you to take a pause. And I know what you're thinking. Yeah, right, Susie. When can I pause? This is go time. And trust me, I get it. However, if you rush through a shower, use this retrograde to take a moment for yourself. I'm giving you this guided Reiki infused meditation. It won't take long. If only to allow yourself a few moments of breath, a few moments of regrounding, a few moments of relaxing. And sometimes we need that guidance. Sometimes you just need to plug in a quick little guided meditation in between destinations, or maybe even at a time where you can actually unplug for lunch. And listen to this, going through it. So I would do this very, very mindfully and safely. So, as we are about to begin, I would please urge you to do this in a safe space. Okay? You can move if you need to. So, if you're out taking a walk or you're out for a drive, clearing your mind, that's okay. I would really invite you to come back, though, when you are in a space of maybe gentle movements or a space where you can sit or lay down. But you listen to your body. This is your guided meditation. We're going to listen and tap into our energy. We're going to clear the muck and really honor what comes through. Okay, so Now that we've gotten that out of the way, let's start getting comfortable. So maybe this means sitting down. Maybe we lay down. Maybe we give ourselves a big, juicy stretch. And if it's safe and you feel aligned to it, maybe you gently shut your eyes. And as your eyes gently close, maybe you notice the temperature of the room on your skin. Feel the support beneath you, where your physical body meets the support, those tangible points. And together, let's take two slow, deep breaths. Inviting a good deep breath in. Exhale all the way out the body. Another deep breath in. And exhale all the way out the body. You're going to find your own rhythm of breath. And on your next exhale, releasing the jaw, unclenching. And on your next exhale, dropping the shoulders away from the ears, allowing them to sink. On your next exhale, just releasing the belly without judgment, allowing for the expansion in the belly. Feeling the gentle rise and fall. And on your next exhale, just releasing the eyebrows. Really feeling the support beneath your body. Now, just calling in some calming energy, consenting to Reiki coming through and easing the nervous system. Just for this moment. Maybe even just for this breath. Feeling that energy right in the heart space. Maybe you notice your own heartbeat. Feeling that rhythm. And from that heart space, feeling that energy flow out to the left and right, to the shoulders. All the way down the left and right arms, all the way down to the fingers. Feeling that energy from the heart space. Moving up towards the neck. The front of the neck and the back of the neck. The left and the right side of the neck. Feeling that energy move all the way up the back of the head, to the right ear, to the left ear, to the front of your face, all the way to the crown of the head. Now feeling that energy from the crown of the head making its way down, just acknowledging any thoughts that come through, and just acknowledging them. And then watch them kind of bust like a little balloon. Releasing it out to the universe. And gently. Continuing that energy down the neck, the shoulders, the upper back, the middle back, and the lower back. Feeling this energy like a beautiful waterfall cascading down. Releasing that energetic weight. Whatever you feel you have to carry, feel it gently releasing off your shoulders and off your back. Feel that energy flow from the crown of the head all the way down to the back, flowing all the way to the back of the hips. And down the backs of the right leg and the left leg to the ankles. This beautiful ease of movement. Moving effortlessly at the back of the body. From the heart space and down the arms and out the fingertips. Feeling that energy from the crown of the head. Now as it moves down the neck, the front of the shoulders to the heart space and making its way down the torso. Feeling the space within the rib cage. Feeling the expansion, the release. Feeling that constriction begin to melt. That energy moving down and around the belly. Down to the front of the hips, the right hip, and the left hip. Feeling this energy flow the front of the legs, the left leg, and the front of the right leg, to the ankles, the tops of the feet, all the toes on the left foot, all the toes on the right foot. The bottom of the left foot and the bottom of the right foot. Feel this flow of energy. Feel how light you feel. Releasing the constraints. The gentle, energetic release of whatever you may be carrying. And sometimes it's the weight of what if. But there's a lot of things that can be brought in with a what if. And during this time, during this retrograde, there's truly nothing to fear. You may just need to call in this practice, calling a time to slow down, to give yourself a breath, to give yourself a moment. Mercury retrograde only invites us to slow down, because it is so easy to get caught up. It's so easy to not notice the things around you. And sometimes we just need to notice simple, beautiful things that are around. Maybe it's a beautiful day outside. Maybe you saw beautiful colors of a sunset or a sunrise. Maybe you notice a friend's smile more vibrant. Maybe you notice and you're able to check in with your body, with your breath, and with your energy. And honor that with taking a break. This is your gentle reminder that you are the magic. You are so strong. But there is strength in a pause. There is strength when you're gentle. There is strength in boundaries. So move gently. Give yourself grace. Continue to remove things that are not for you to hold anymore. Or removing things that you didn't even notice you were holding on to. This retrograde doesn't last forever. Many things do not. Really be mindful of your journey here. What are you being called to see? What are you being called to experience? And sometimes it's just for you to honor yourselves. Now, take a good, slow, deep breath in. Exhale all the way out the body. Slowly beginning to come back to our physical selves. Maybe you notice the temperature of the room on your skin. Maybe you give yourself little micro movements like rolling the head, maybe rolling the shoulders forward and back. Maybe you wiggle your toes, wiggle the fingers, bend the knees. And if you had your eyes shut, maybe you begin to flutter them gently open. Just giving your body a good little bit of movement here. There you go. A simple, easy Reiki guided meditation just for you. Don't let anyone try to fearmonger you. You are divinely guided and protected. Feel the ground beneath your feet. Mercury retrograde is nothing to fear. Come back to this whenever you need it. Maybe not even through the retrograde, you just need a time to reconnect. All right, gorgeous soul. Drink plenty of water. Give your body a good stretch. Maybe even light a little candle for Mercury itself. A little offering, a candle and some water. And until next time, I will see you at the crossroads.